Let's say to ourselves, I am created for a purpose. Because we are all created for a purpose. We are not here by accident. We are not here by a mistake. None of the fruitful blessing that God has put in the womb of every woman is by mistake. It is a blessing. And there is a purpose. So our text is Ephesians 2:10 and Jeremiah 29:11. I will read. Ephesians 2:10, NLT. It says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the things he planned for us long ago." How long ago? Long ago. From the beginning of the world. He has something for you. He has something for me. And he has a purpose. You see that scripture? We are going to read the second one and then we'll now go to discussion. The second one is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome." You see, God has a plan and a purpose for us. We are not here by accident. In those two major verses that we just read, there are two major points there. God created you and I. We are his handiwork. We are his master. He said, we are God's masterpiece. That is, we are his workmanship. He's the one that put us together and formed us. So, God created you and I. We are his workmanship. We are his masterpiece. And the second point I want to emphasize on those two verses that we just read. God has a perfect plan for you and for me. Children, God has a perfect plan for you. Youth, God has a perfect plan for you. My young adult, God has a perfect plan for you. Pastors, God has a perfect plan for you. Parents, God has a perfect plan for you. And that perfect plan, he has a purpose for us in life. Now, how do we discover that? Because we have to discover that by knowing God. Because there's no how we can know that except we know him, because he's our maker. He's the one that put us together. We are his handiwork. At least he put us together. You see, there is no individual that God created in this whole universe that is not fearfully and wonderfully made. We are all knit together by God. And he has a perfect plan for us. We are created for a purpose. He did not create us to suffer. He has a better plan for us. And that plan that he has for us is of peace and not of evil. So I want us to understand that. I'm reminding us because we know this, but I'm trying to encourage us and remind us that God has created us for a purpose. So what are those purposes? Because God made us, he has a reason why he created you and I in his image. And number one, he created us to know him. That's why he illustrated the kingdom of God as a little child. Because all the parents, they brought children to him. That is our team. That is Mark 10. It's Mark chapter 10. That's from our team. God, you know, the parents, we are bringing children to God. And they want him to touch them, to pray for them. But the disciples, they thought they were three. Thank God for Nigel. You know, the young shall grow. As we are, see, I'm so amazed and so full with joy the way all our children are reading the scripture. Thank God, Sister Carol. Thank God for the General Sunday School. We have to train our children young. There is no legacy. Thank you, Sister Happiness. There is no legacy we can give to all these children except in making sure that we give them the word of God. We let them know. We know God because we have to understand that we are created to know God. And also, giving this same instruction and legacy to our children to know God. That is the best and the wonderful thing that you can give them. Because there is no how we can go with these children to everywhere they go. You know, when I was, my kids were so little, I always so much bothered about them. What will happen to them when they go to school? What will happen to them as they go to daycare? But as I'm growing, God, by God's grace in the faith, I discover that I cannot go with them everywhere. Because if I do that, I'm doing a harm to myself. Number one, it's not healthy for me. If I say, I have three children. If I say I want to go with all the three of them, I will stress myself. So when we know God, we understand that we are created to know God. Because he's the one that formed us. He's the one that gave us breath of life. He's the reason for our living. So we have to know God like little children. If you tell them, you saw the little children, they always trust their parents that whatever it is, even if there is no food in the house, I know my mommy and daddy will bring forth food to this table. Because they know that they will not put me in hunger. Because they understand, they know, they rely on their parents. I'm just using this as an illustration of why God created us. And God gave us all these children. We parents, we understand that as God has given us these children, we have to feed them so that they can grow. We can't only say, they will grow, and don't give them food, like the physical food. Because as they eat, as they play and jump all over, they are growing. So we have to understand that we are created to know God. We are created to know God and to have a relationship with him. The Bible tells us that we can enter a close relationship with God through our knowledge, our understanding, and belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. John 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So we have to understand that we need a relationship with our Maker. That is the reason why he made us. Even though Adam and Eve, they sinned in the Garden of Eden, but God, thank God that God bridged the gap between us and God through Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son that came to the world. So we need to know God. We have to understand that we are all created to know God. John 6, 35. And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in him shall never thirst." What a wonderful assurance that God has given us. That when we know him, we will never thirst. When we know him, we are not going to get hungry. When we know him, he will give us direction every day. Every day, the direction we have to go, what you have to say, the way you have to answer everything that comes our way, everybody that talks to us. That shows that when we know God, when we understand that we are created by God, and the reason and the purpose that we are created is to know him. And to know him intimately, not to know him half-heartedly, because we cannot serve two masters. That's what the Bible says, and it's impossible. You cannot be neither here or here. The Bible says, if we are neither cold nor hot, he will spill us out of his mouth. But God forbid, that is not our portion by the grace of God. So let's get to know God. Let's get to know God. You know, these children, if out of all of us here, they know who is their mommy and daddy, they will run to them after service. "Oh, my mommy." If they are hungry, they are going to mommy. They know mommy will bring forth food. Either they are coming to church, you know mommy and daddy will pack snacks for you. Children, you know that. Mommy and daddy will pack snacks for you. Apart from the snacks that we give you in the children's department, you eat snacks from mommy and daddy. God bless you all. So we have to know God. As these children, because God illustrated the kingdom, we are going to get there. God illustrated the kingdom of God as this little one, because their heart is so soft. Their heart is so soft and tender. When they come to mommy, Mommy says, sit down, I will give you this food. Thank God for Casey. He mentioned that. He said, you know, if you promise your child, don't worry, I am going to give you food. And that, from apart from that food, you will get some goodies. Just make sure you do what I ask you to do. Do you know that they will sit down there, they will listen and be obedient to mommy. But when we start growing and growing, we think we have arrived. Oh, now I'm 20 years old. Now I'm 35 years old. Now I'm 50 years old. So who is that? When our maker, our God, is now giving us instruction, we think that we are wise. But our wisdom should be relied on God, because we have God's wisdom. So we have to know God to the level of a child, and know that as we know God and know him intimately, we have to rely on him completely, totally. Not saying that, oh, I woke up today, oh, I have to get to my business, I'm going to work. Not recognizing that God is the one that woke us up. And we will sleep soundly. And not recognizing, we have to know God that is the one that woke us up every morning. We have to know God that is the one that gave us those cars that is outside there in the parking lot. It's not by our power. It is not by our mind. It is God that gave us the blessing. And we have to understand that we are created to know him. To understand that you can't run too much speed limit. Know that there is an instruction out there. Do not the limit 35 minutes per hour. They put everything there. So we have to know God, because when we know God, we'll be able to obey the instruction of the government. When we know God, we'll know that God says we have to make sure that we are obedient to the rules of the land. Because there are rules, and God has rules for us too. So we have to know God, my brothers and my sisters, children, youth, young adults. We have to know God. Thank God for our young adults. To God be all the glory. They had a powerful praise worship section a few weeks ago. Because they know God and they seek the face of God, and God instructed them, this is what they have to do. They choose to know God and do what God is leading and instructing them to do. So God's major purpose of sending Jesus Christ into the world is to bring our souls back to himself through our salvation. So God desires to be close to us, to have a personal one-on-one relationship with us. He doesn't want us to share our heart with anyone, only him. We go to him for everything. He wants us to have that intimate relationship with him. You know, as husband and wife that are here, those of us that are married, you have your husband. You discuss things that you cannot discuss with anybody, with your husband. The same way God wants us to discuss everything about our life with him. Because he gave us life. He gave us life. We did not bring ourselves to this world. As I mentioned earlier, we are not here by accident. And we are not here by mistake. God made us. And his purpose, and the purpose why he made us, is to give glory to his name. Is to know him. So when we have revealed knowledge and understanding of God, we will never fail to ask him for his guidance in everything. We are going to go into examples of people that know God in the Bible. David continually asked God for guidance. God bless you. Can you help me to grab and sit down? She's enjoying herself. You see the child. They don't bother about nothing. We run all over to get to work, to get money and go to the store, buy the food and cook. But the children, they understand. They are at peace. They know that food will be there. If they have to use the bathroom, oh, they go and use the bathroom. Freely. They don't have no stress. Same way, God does not want us to have any stress. He wants us to know him to the level that I know my God. Because the Bible said, they that know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. When we know our God, we will not even bother about nothing. We will just commit it to him. Because the Bible said, commit your way to me and I will bring it to pass. We will just commit everything to him. But we must not fail to commit it to him. We must not trust in ourselves. That's the book of Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean onto your own understanding. Because our own understanding should be rely on God. That God, I thank you because for the wisdom, for the understanding that you have provided for me. So David continually asked God for guidance in all he did, and he followed God's instruction. That was why the Bible referred to David as a man after God's own heart. Because he knew God, and he committed all his ways to God. The same way God wants us to commit our ways to him. And he will always bring it perfectly and successfully to pass. Psalm 119, verse 34. Sorry, if they're not there, I'll quickly get to you. Psalm 119, verse 34. Give me, this is David, knowing that he does not have an understanding of his own. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart, because he knew God, and he gave God the totality of his heart. And he said, give me understanding, because he knows that the perfect and the powerful understanding comes only from God. That should be our daily request from God. God, give me understanding. I am going out there to my job. Give me understanding to do this work that I'm doing perfectly well, that nobody will see any mistake in what I do. Because with our own self, we cannot do it. But the Bible says we can do all things. In the book of Philippians 4, we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. It's only him that gives us the strength. And David did this the same way God wants us to rely and to know him. When David became a king, God said, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do. Can God say that about us? We have to ask ourselves. Can God 100% say, I know my child. I know this is my child. His name or her name is A or B. And I know if I instruct him or her, he will do it. Can God say that about us? So that means we need to know God to the level that we totally allow him to lead and direct us. And we just be like a zombie. Just follow him. Be a fool for Christ. Even if people abuse us, we just smile. As Jesus Christ did on the cross, Father, forgive them. Those people that nail him to the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. So we have to know God to that level. That if somebody is abusing us, saying something, that we'll just look and allow God to respond through us with love and with prayer, not saying anything. I'm not talking about we are struggling. Do you think I'm a fool? And we are struggling. That word wants to come out of us. That's the Bible. That's why the Bible says we should take up our cross and follow him. We should know God to that extent. That if somebody is saying something to us, something that is not good, as if you should take your hand. If you don't know God, that you say, oh, I will come back to you. I will say more than you are saying to me. That is not the way God wants us to live as a child of. That is not the reason why we are created. Because we have been crucified totally with Christ. Everything of ourselves, of the flesh, of our whole life, of our whole man, has been crucified with Christ at the cross of Calvary. And now that we are living, it is not us that is living, but Christ is living in us. So we have to know God to that level. So my beloved parents, children, youth, and young adults, we are all created to know God even more than the level that David knew God, because we are now in the season of our Lord Jesus Christ, who brought us redemption. He brought us freedom by his grace, not by any works of our righteousness. Thank God for that. He described that thing, I think, on Thursday, bringing three people here, illustrating that if your sin is up to this level, they are all the same sin. Sin is a sin. But Christ has come to redeem us. He has given us freedom. He has set us free from that sin. And we have to know him, because he's the one that made us. And one of the purposes he made us is to know him. So David has seen it. We saw David said it in his own word. He referenced God in the book of Psalm 18:3. We can write it down. David was showed respect in the book of Psalm 31:9. He trusted God. That is Psalm 27 verse 1. He loved God with all his heart. Psalm 18 verse 1. Can we read that? Psalm 18 verse 1. I love you, Lord. You are my strength. He said, I love you, Lord. You are my strength. We have to know God to the level that even when we are weak in our body, you will know that the Bible says his strength is made perfect in our weakness. God is a God that is always there for us 24 hours, 7 days. He neither sleep nor slumber. That thing always amazes me. He neither sleep nor slumber. You see, something happened at my house a few years ago. That picture always comes to my remembrance. If God knows what is happening under my house, and I don't know, I wasn't aware of it, and God, he doesn't sleep nor slumber for 24 hours, 7 days, for those couple of years that we had that tenant. God knew what was there, but he doesn't sleep nor slumber. He always keep watch. He was watching all over us. And as we go, we don't know what we are living under. But God, our big God, our mighty God, that when we know him, he takes care of us. Even in the midst of tumult, he will give us peace. That peace will be there. Even if you don't know what is happening. So my brothers and my sisters, if you have not had a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, today is the day of salvation. The Bible says tomorrow may be too late. Please, I'm encouraging us. Let us have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, because without him, we can do nothing. The purpose that he brought us to this world is to know him and to make heaven. Because in this world, we are going to enjoy, but we have more better enjoyment when we get to heaven. When we get to heaven at the marriage supper, at the last assembly, no more sad at me, no more sorrow. We will have that peace. Yes. Victory is ours. Please, we need to know God. We need to have a relationship with him. I don't know the reason why God is making me to emphasize on this point. We need to know God, not at the periphery level, not at that top surface. Let's know him deeper. Let's know him deeper. Let him control our life. Let him control our tongue. Let's stop gossiping and backbiting. Let him control what we say. Let him control the thought of our heart, because he's the one in charge. When we allow him, we will see how tremendous he will bring forth things in our lives. Even something that we don't even think about, it will just be making people to make peace with us. It will bring somebody. They will write an open check. Can you take this open check? Go and catch it, whatever you want to write there. $50,000. That is our God. He said he will supply all our needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So Joseph knew and recognized God. I am talking to my young adults now and my youth. I love you all. The Lord bless you. Joseph knew God in the midst of the situation with his master's wife. If Joseph doesn't know God, he would think about it. You know what? Nobody is here. It's only me and my master's wife. And Joseph ran. That's why the Bible says, flee from every appearances of evil. Run! Don't stay there. Don't let the flies be moving all over. Run with your own strength. You know, when you run, those people, maybe some people are here doing physical stuff. You go to the gym. Or you are running for, is Miracle here? She runs. Those people that are running, they run very fast because they want to win. They want to be there first and we be the winner and got the trophy. So please and please, as Joseph did, he ran. He knew God and he feared God. He put God first. He doesn't say, you know what? I want to enjoy. There is nothing to enjoy because it leads to destruction. It leads to hellfire, but that is not our portion in Jesus' name. So Joseph knew and recognized God in his life, and he was able to stand firmly when he faced difficult situation. Genesis 39, 1 to 12. I want us to read it. Don't worry if I don't finish. By the grace of God, God will give me another opportunity by his grace to continue. Now, Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him from the Ishmaelite who had taken him down there. The Lord, see verse 2, the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Sorry, I'm going to rush in reading it. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand, because Joseph knew God. Even his master was able to recognize the hand of God. My children, my beloved children, my youth, my young adult, my parents, can our co-worker know that we know God, as Joseph was being described here? So verse 4, so Joseph found favor in his sight and served him, that is the master. Then he made him overseer of his house and all that he had put under his authority. He gave him authority. Whatever he says, that's what will happen. And so it was from the time that he had made his overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance, because now the hand of God was upon him. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph. And she said, lie with me. You see? Lie with me. But he refused and said to his master's wife, look, my master does not know what is with me in this house. And he has committed all that he has to my hand. He had the opportunity, but he knew God, and he allowed the fear of God to control him. There is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because that is the wife. Because you are his wife, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against my God? You see, Joseph, he said, how do you want me to sin against my God? Because he knew God to the level that he does not want to do anything that will be against the will of God. So the same way, let us know God up to the level that even if that sin is around us like this, we'll be able to take our stand and know that we are not alone. The Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So God wants us to know that we are created
to know him.
Number two, we are created for God's glory and honor, not for our own honor, nor our own glory. That is why we cannot give glory. We cannot ascribe glory to ourselves. We have to ascribe all the glory and honor to our God, our Maker. Isaiah 43 verse 7. Bring all who claim me as their God, for I have made them for my glory. It was I who created them, including you and I. He said we should bring everybody that he has created. He has created us to bring glory to his name. So therefore, in everything we do, we have to make sure that all the glory and honor is showing forth to God in it. So brethren, we are created to show forth God's glory in everything we do, excluding nothing. We must please God rather than ourselves. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 9 and 15. We must please God. We cannot please our peers. My young adult, we cannot please our peers. Parents, we cannot please our friends, our family. Children, you can't please your friend. If your friend asks you to touch fire, do you think you will put your hand in the fire? What will happen? Who can tell me? Come. If you put your hand in fire, what will happen? Come, Samuel, come. Come and tell me. Come. It's our children's day. We have to allow them to talk. Right? If somebody has to put your hand in fire, do you think you are going to put it?
No.
Why?
Because then you'll get burned.
Good job. Thank you. Because when you put your hand in fire, the fire will burn and you will feel pain. I always carry stuff from the stove. I don't put on hand gloves. My kids will just be like, Mommy, why? I say, oh, thank God for my parents. They taught us and make all our hands to be so strong. It's through the grace of God. It is not them. Thank God. Thank God for them. So we cannot please our friend. We cannot please our peers. 2 Corinthians 5, I think we are there. Thank you. So whether we are here in this body or away from this body, our goal is to please God. Our goal is to glorify God. Our goal is to honor God 24 hours, 7 days. So God does not want us to trust in our own strength any longer. He wants us to trust in him with the whole of our heart. He gives us the Holy Spirit. Thank God for our team for this year 2018 in the church. We have to fellowship with the Holy Spirit. You see, I'm enjoying that fellowship every day. Every day. You know, when God teaches us, we begin to learn and we begin to go from one level of understanding to another, from one level of glory to another. Thank God for all our pastors as the Lord is instructing them, as the Lord is giving them revelation to teach us different topics that God is using to open our eyes, to open our spiritual antenna. As you put your TV there, when you put the antenna, you'll be able to view a lot of what? A lot of things, a lot of channels. So the Holy Spirit is like that antenna. We have to make sure that we put it on and we allow him and we fellowship with him every day. That will make us to decrease, not in stature, but to decrease in our own flesh. The flesh that is telling you, make sure you do this. But if that thing is against God's will, you just tell that thought, no, this is not the will of God. Anything I do, I have to be to the glory and the honor of the Most High God. Don't worry, I want to be looking at the time. I will go to that 2 Corinthians. I want to read verse 15. Don't worry, I will go there. I know it's 2 Corinthians 5. Oh, thank you. You put the time for me. But he died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. You see, we no longer live for ourselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. He died and was raised for you and I. So we have to make sure that we understand that we are created for God's glory and honor. Brethren, our way of life, thought, actions, speech, and appearance should always be to God's glory and honor. You know, when we want to go for an interview, when you want to go for an interview, let me face my wonderful, beloved young adult choir. When you are going for an interview, come, because you know I'm going to call you. Come, Ebuka. Good job. Come. You see the way you dress up nicely. Good job. God is the one that made me to pick you. Come, we are going to stand here together. Good job.
Wow.
So, you see, Ebuka dressed as if he's going for an interview. See the way he dressed so nicely and decently. If we can dress decently and nicely to go for an interview, do you think it is not, it's a very good idea also to dress up so wonderfully and decently when we are coming to the presence of our Father? Because everything in us, our speech, the way we look, our appearance, it has to be to the glory of His name. Do you know that when you get to your closet, even though there are hundreds of clothes in that closet by the grace of God,
amen,
God will tell you, this is the one you should put on, because that one will give glory to my name. Even when you go to the store, I'm telling you, devil is a liar. He has come to steal. He has come to kill. And he has come to destroy. But we are not a prey for him to kill. We are not a prey for him to destroy. So when we go to the store, allow the Holy Spirit to lead you on what to pick. Because when you go to the store, I go to the store to shop. Sometimes I come out from three stores. I don't see what God does not, you know, give me anyone to pick. Thank you. Good job. God bless you. Because I will look. I say, my goodness, this cannot give glory to my Father. As Joseph said, how will I sin against my God and enjoy life? We are going to enjoy life, but we have to enjoy life in knowing God. We have to enjoy life in Christ. There is enjoyment in Christ, let me tell you. Big enjoyment. Sometimes I don't feel like going home. I feel like sleeping in the church because we are enjoying the praise and worship. We are enjoying the word of God. We are enjoying the spiritual food. So my brothers and my sisters, let us make sure that whatever we say, whatever we do, our appearance, let it give glory to God. There is one thing that I hear, you know, people say this day, your appearance doesn't matter. God is looking at your heart. Let me tell you, everything, what you say, the way you look, it matters to God, because He brought us here for a reason, to glorify and honor His name. So let us know that we are created to glorify and honor our Lord Jesus Christ. Joseph honored God when Pharaoh asked him for the interpretation of his dream. Oh, sorry, I want to say Daniel. No, it's Joseph. It was Joseph. Genesis 41. Can we quickly read it? 41:16. I know I still have a few more minutes. Genesis chapter 41, verse 16. Let me quickly go and search. If whoever gets there first, Afam, whoever gets there first, no. Genesis 41:16. It is beyond my power. This was Joseph. He knew that it is beyond his power to interpret that dream. It is beyond my power to do this, Joseph replied. But God can tell you what it means and set at ease. Because Joseph recognized that he's not the one that is going to interpret that dream. He trusted and he gave glory to God because he recognized God. Anything we do and we recognize God, we will see how successfully that thing will come up. But when we are putting our own, you know, we are glorifying ourselves. Oh, it's me. Ah, I can do that. I always tell my baby, I say, you know what? Know that it is God that can do that thing through you. It is not you. But God is the one that gives you strength. God is the one that gives you wisdom to do whatever you have to do. So we have to understand and know that we are created to glorify and honor God. Because God takes honor to himself. We have to ascribe all the glory, all greatness to God in whatever we are doing. So our goal must be to please God, not ourselves, not our friends, not the world, neither the things that are in the world, nor the devil, because the devil goes all over. But if we give him an inch, he will take the whole total of everything. So we don't give him an inch at all. And we allow God to be glorified in whatever we do. My brothers and my sisters, we must let the name of God be honored and glorified completely in all that we do, including the way we look that I just mentioned earlier. So children, youth, our young adults and parents, we must be mindful about the way we talk. The Bible tells us, let your speech, that is Ephesians 4:29, let your speech be always be seasoned with salt. Thank God, I didn't know that he would send this thing to us, but I had it there. Let our speech be seasoned with salt, that we may know how we ought to answer each one. We have to allow God to speak through us, because when we speak in our own self, we mess up everything. But when we allow God to speak through us, you will see even the soft answer that God will speak through us, it will just melt the person. Maybe the person is so angry with us and coming, you know, like to just as if they want to slap us. But when you give that situation, that particular situation, and you talk very soft, you allow God to talk through you, you will see how calm, how God will make the other person to just calm down. So we have to make sure that God is being glorified in everything that we do, and not ourselves. We have to allow this flesh to continually die, and allow God, through the Holy Spirit, to always act, to always think, to always do everything that we have to do. Number three, we are created to praise God. Psalm 6 verse 9. We are created to praise God. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Psalm 6 verse 9. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. So you see, that was David. He was saying that the Lord heard his supplication, knowing that he's going to praise God. I think I made a mistake on that. Can you put 12, verse 12? Same psalm. Same 6, 12. I think I made a mistake. Sorry. Let's 50:23. Sorry. 50:23. Let me see. Okay. Whoever offers praise glorifies me. Whoever offers praise glorifies me. And to whom? Who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God. I'm taking the first part. Whoever offer praise glorifies me. So we have to know that our lives is not by mistake. And we are created to praise God. We have to praise him with the whole of our heart. Either the condition is favorable or not, we have to praise God. Because the Bible says we should come, you know, when we are coming to his presence, we have to come to his presence with thanksgiving and with praise. Because our God, he wants that. He wants us to praise him for what he has given us, for what he has done, and even for what he's going to do. So we are created to praise God. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. We have to understand that one of the reasons why we are created is to praise God. See the powerful praise section that our young adult had a few weeks ago. You see how God was being glorified. Nothing except praising God. And the way God just came down and touched each of them and moved and turned that situation around to his glory, because they realized that the food, the best food that we can give our God is to praise and worship him. Is to praise and worship him in the beauty of his holiness. So I'm encouraging us, my parents, please, let us make sure that we give these children the legacy of bringing them to Christ. Bring them to church. After we have talked to them, after we have encouraged them and made them to know that we are for Christ. We have given and surrendered our life to him. We should let them understand there is nothing else in life except to know Christ. Because when we know him, every other thing is being solved. Because when we know Christ, because the Bible says Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. So we have to know that truth. We have to know him deeply and closely. And we have to know that we are created to know him. We have to know that we are created to glorify and honor his name. We have to know that we are created to praise him. We are created to praise him. Number four, we are created to use the talent, the gift that he has given unto us for his name. Romans 12, verse 4 to 8. We are going to quickly read that. Romans 12, verse 4 to 8. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. So we being many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having them gifts differing according to use to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministry. He who teaches in teaching. He who exhorts in exhortation. He who gives with liberality. He who leads with diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness. So we understand that the gift that God has given unto us, let us use it. I'm going to use this opportunity to thank our pastors. We thank God for them. They are the one that God has been using to help us with the children department. And we thank you, our daddy, our mommy, our other pastors. We are grateful. And I thank you, youth. You come to us and you help us. Either we need you to help us coordinate the children choir and all that. You see, those are the gifts. And you are using it for God. And God will bless you for doing that. Continue to use, because God has deposited more and more in you. And God will continue to reveal it to you, and you continue to use it to the glory of God. Know that whatever gift that God has given you, he has given it to you to use it for his glory. And I thank our youth, our young youth. You know, they are just coming up. Thank God the young shall grow. As they graduate when they turn 13 to the youth department, they are still coming. There are a lot of them. They are just eager. I'm so happy that they are coming to say they want to help us, to take care of their younger ones. And that is good, because they know that the gift that God gave them, the talent, they want to use it to help. They want to use it to glorify God. Many of them, if I start counting them, my time will not be enough. So I say thank you to all of you. I say thank you to all our parents. All of you, you come there, either you bring some, like today now we have a lot of goodies. A lot of goodies after to give our children to give to you. Thank you all for all that you are doing. God will continue to bless you more and more. Amen. Let us pray.